Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Well, you know, one of the things you talk about a lot, and one of the things I've learned, you hear it in school a little bit, growing up, just a little bit, and maybe you might hear it from someone else and along the way. But then when you really get into the UFO world and the alien world, and you just hear it a lot more, especially people that are really, really, you know, in tune with things. But frequency is it. It is the thing, isn't it? It is. There's nothing without it.
Yeah, that is the bottom line. You know, we have some T-shirts online, you know, on yeseti.org, and it says it's all about frequency. Or we have another one that says 36 years of I told you so. Stuff like that.
I saw that.
they're really funny. I mean, they're funny T-shirts, but it is. It's all about frequency. We have to let go of the old wounds and traumas. You know, the judgment, the guilt, the unworthiness, all those things they teach you in church, unfortunately. And we have to let go of all of that. And
no, it's good as long as they're teaching it. They're the only ones teaching it.
Yeah.
Right.
But. Yeah. But
gotta teach it.
But anyway, that it's interesting. But you know, we were raised in a small desert town, and my dad was he was like a walking Buddha. He just lived it. You know, he lived the life, and he was a dentist, and most of his patients were free. And my mom got really mad at him all the time because she goes, "How are we going to stay alive here?" And he goes, "Well, I can't say no, you know." But he was that kind of guy, and he would take us out, and all of a sudden he'd just pull off the road and say, "Get out of the car," and we'd get out of the car, and he'd say, "Look up," and there'd be like five ships, you know, right over the house, and so we always had support on that. And as a kid, you know, I saw ships all the time in the high desert, and we have a hard time believing that somebody doesn't believe in UFOs, and especially with the vastness of the universe and 500 billion galaxies. And then that's just this dimension.
Yeah. They're not looking up. People aren't looking up.
Yeah.
They just have to look up.
They go, "I don't believe in UFOs." And I said, "Do you ever look for them?" They go, "No." "Do you ever go out at night and watch the stars and try to figure out what's moving around up there and making right angle turns and, you know, powering up?" And they go, "No."
Yeah, they don't look.
Yeah.
It's like, how can you find Waldo if you don't look for Waldo? You know, you have to look up. Everybody's looking down. I kind of think that's part of the narrative that's going on, because everybody's looking down at their phone. This guy, like today, I was walking and this guy was just, I don't even know how he crossed the street. You know, thank goodness there were stop signs for everybody to, you know, watch for walkers, because he just kept on going and going and just on his phone, no time. And I thought about, you know, should I mess with him? I didn't, but you know, I thought I could have, but people just don't look up. And then when it comes to the Bigfoot and the other types of things that you can find out in the forests, or parks or woods, or, you know, just even in your subdivision, you can see things, but they don't go into the woods. No, they don't go into the woods, and they, that doesn't exist. Have you ever taken a hike? Have you ever went to your local park? Right. Exactly. They're not looking.
Well, I mean, you can't miss it at the ranch, unfortunately. But well,
yes, I've heard many stories
that they do miss it. But we've had so many Bigfoot sightings, and some very famous people have seen it. I'm trying to think of his name, but
I'm thinking of one. I'm thinking of one that you told me about, It was Clyde Lewis.
Yeah, Clyde Lewis, and you know, there's so many people that have seen him, and you know, there's just, they've all been up there. You know, one ran right up to Clyde and skidded and stopped and smiled at him and then ran off. And I was right there when it happened. And I got pictures of the footprint in the mud where it stopped, you know, and we saw it run through the fruit trees. And the weirdest thing was when it went through the fruit trees, the trees didn't move. I mean, the branches were interlocked and it went right down this path, but the branches were blocking the path, and it went right through it. And and I go, okay, that's multidimensional stuff there. You know, that's how can you pull something like that off?
That's true. That doesn't happen. Wasn't that a blonde juvenile as well?
Yeah,
DeLocke. That's what I remember.
Yeah, we know who he is. He kind of breaks the rules a little bit. They kind of have a don't mess with humans rule. They kind of stay away from humans. They don't trust them. And he's kind of like, he likes to break the rules and show himself. And
hey, blondes have more fun.
Freak people. Yeah. And then runs off, you know, but.
so
funny.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie and Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM, let's create.
You know, it's interesting because since the last time, you know, I guess that was a couple years ago, maybe 2-3 years ago. But at one point, I'm up in the Rockies And it's in the daytime. I'm with a couple called Sasquatch Journey. They're showing me their area that they know that they go walking and hiking. And I'm with them. And we're on kind of one side of the mountain. Then we go down, then we go back up. But as we're over there, we're seeing all these structures. And they're seeing what they call peakers, where they're looking around the rocks. This is in the middle of the day, right? In the middle of the day. So we start going up the other side. But, you know, total structures everywhere. We know they're there. We know that it's all happening. So we go up the other side of the mountain. And I'm telling you, we had to, you know, we were grabbing, it was steep. We were grabbing trees to pull ourselves up, you know, help us get up the incline. Mm-hmm. And at one point, I just, you know, I just stopped and mind spoke. And I said, hey, in my mind, totally just said it with every syllable possible. I didn't like skip through it and just kind of blow it off. No, I literally talked syllable to syllable saying, hey, you know what? It's daytime. You know, we're here for you. I'd love to see you in the daytime. At night, it's a little intimidating for me. I'd love to see full body of you. You know, I did that number and then just started walking again. And boom, if one didn't just get right in my eyesight, and the precision of it just went right up, just scale, saw the whole body, scaled up that mountainside. And it was unbelievable. In fact, I was like, do y'all see that? Because I didn't even, you know, it doesn't even hit you that, yep, that's one right there. And it just started going up higher and higher and faster and faster. You could have put 100 books on the top of that head and they wouldn't have fallen. And as it's going up, it's grabbing one big tree with one hand and pulling itself up, and then the next tree with the next hand, and just going up the hill it was a mountain, and it got faster and faster, and so fast that you saw the arms actually, you know, they were going that fast. I can't, what's the word where you just, you know, all of a sudden you don't see it anymore. It's going that fast. It was amazing.
Unreal. Phase in and out quite a bit, and they're amazing. And I'm under from the research I've done, I've had about 5 just in your face, close up and personal sightings, but I've seen a Bigfoot probably 10 or 15 times. I lost track. I've seen so many, in the distance and things like that. And I've had,
and I know they're talking to you.
Yeah. And I've had every kind of experience with them. You know, I had one big male that did not want me in his territory, and he made it very clear he did not want, and I apologized.
How did he do that?
well, he started stomping and breaking branches and you know, letting out some really deep grunts, you know, and I went, what the heck is that?
Nope.
You know,
and
it was I first thought, I go, maybe that's a bear or something, but he was standing upright and big male, and I said, sorry, you know, and so I meditated on it, and I apologized, you know, and sorry for coming into your territory, and I took my canoe, and it was on the other side of a lake, and I took the canoe out there, and I brought him some apples and bananas, and I set him on a rock about maybe 5 feet into the lake, up on a rock, and so I was with another person, and we were rolling the canoe out of there, and she turns around, she goes, you know that banana and the apples? And I said, yeah. And she said, they're gone.
Oh, wow.
And I go, what? I go, because I thought I'd hear splashing or something, you know, like you know, I get to see him, you know, full body or standing there, but no, he just grabbed the stuff and was gone. But you know, it's a little peace offering, and I got a very clear message from him that, you know, like, you're forgiven, you know, like, no worries, but we don't want, you know, we don't want company.
Yeah, you know, that's when I think they're aggressive, is when it's, hey, you're in an area that we don't want you to go. So, hey, all we need to do is, you know, growl or let you hear us breathe and let you know, get away.
Yeah.
You know, that's about it. Otherwise, they're checking you out and wanting to see what you're up to, you know.
Well, I think there was a whole family there. And, you know, he was like saying, Yeah, and there's problems up there too. There's they've gone and logged a lot of areas that are where their habitats are, and they've
actually.
Are you
talking by Ysetti right now, or is that where you're talking now?
Yeah, up in Ysetti in that area. Yeah, you know, by the ranch up in the woods up there, and they've actually come down and picked up like 50-gallon oil, you know, gas, diesel, you know, drums, and thrown them on top of their. They had these little trailers out there, these loggers, and they threw these drums and big chokers, you know, that they run the big chains through and things like that, and smashed their equipment. And it was on the reservation, and the elders said, you know what, you need to get out of there. You need to apologize. You need to, you know, meditate for 3 or 4 days and make your peace and apologize, you know, for what you've done and things like that. So it's you know, if you go
did
up
they respect
there,
that
yeah
they did, okay,
involved, get it. And but they, you know, they have a saying, the Native Americans have a saying that, you know, if you go out looking for Bigfoot, you won't find it, but if Bigfoot wants to, it'll find you. And so
absolutely,
yeah, so you have to have the right consciousness, and we are so loud when we walk through the forest that, you know, they hear us coming a mile away, and they sense us and feel us, and so it's so easy for them to evade us.
So what do you think they are?
I tell you, I've got a couple theories. One, from what I found in talking to other dimensional beings about them, like who they are, they're part of humanity, basically, and they evolved into nature. And we moved into like technology, and they learned how to live with nature, and, you know, we chose to conquer nature, you know, and try to use technology and things like that. So they're part of the human experience, and they're, a lot of people said they're aliens and things like that. Well, there are some Bigfoot that actually are. There, we actually have some hair, and we had it analyzed, and it was silicon based, and it was like 3 to 4 feet long, and it was totally hollow, and it looked like it'd been smashed, like this thing fell from a great height or something, and it smashed the hair somehow. And when we started looking at it, and the people that were analyzing the hair, they go, "What is this, alien or something?" They go, "We can't create this. You know, it's silicon. It's hollow. There's other minerals in there. It's perfect." You know, they said that we can't create this, and they said, "Where did you get this?" And we told them what it was, and I really do think they have an android like a Bigfoot that the ETs use to keep people out of certain areas, or for protection or whatever. And so I think there's one group that is not so brilliant. They're a little primitive. There's another group that's much more advanced, and they're more like kind of a shaman in a way. They blend with nature, and they can bilocate and do all kinds of things. And I've seen that happen. I've seen them just disappear and then reappear and travel as like an orange orb and things like that.
Yeah,
and,
I've seen.
And then, yeah. You know, so I know there's at least three levels to the experience, the Bigfoot experience.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.